This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. This time, for real, we're going Parshas Noach, and we're analyzing the pasuk that says that the Yoina returned in the evening with a olive branch in its mouth, and that's when Noach knew that the water had relaxed and calmed on the face of the earth. And the Zohar has an amazing revelation over here. And the Zohar reveals, actually this Zohar is in Parsha Shlach, in Ois Kuf Mem Ches and Ois Kuf Nun, that when the Pasuk says about the Yoina, that the Yoina did not return again, so the Torah does not say where the Yoina went, or where the Yoina was hiding, or where it was headed. But the Zohar HaKadosh says it returned to its place, it was hidden in the opening, and it took a crown in its mouth, and it put that crown on the head of Mashiach. Mati v'loy mati uchadein ksiv tashas l'roi she'at harispa. So here it is, you're reading this narrative, and you learned the story so many times, and you know the first time the dove comes back with the olive branch, and it's a symbol of peace, and the second time the dove doesn't return, and you don't make much of it, but the Zohar reveals where did the dove go. The dove went to a secret hideout, and he took a crown in his mouth, and he crowned the king of Mashiach. Now, what in the world does the end of the Mabul got to do with the crowning of Mashiach? I don't see anything about Mashiach over here in Parshas Noach. It would seem a little anticlimactic. The whole world is being destroyed. It's a very sad time for mankind. God has to destroy the animals, the trees, the bears, everything. The fish were the only thing that survived, but all of the entire creation was destroyed. And here it is, the dove is going, and undercover he's crowning Mashiach. Says the Zohar Vayter, David Malka, David the king, Zayis Ranan Ikri Kamei Kodesh Brichu. He's called a ever-fresh olive branch. Dechsiv ani kezayis ra'anan bebayis. Ale zayis. Now, Ale zayis, I know you're very excited about the new Sefer on Rav Meir that was published by Ale zayis, and nothing is coincidental. Maybe that's why it took them till Parshas Noach. But Ale zayis, da malka mashicha, brei de David. Ale zayis refers to King Mashiach, the son of David, v'da ihu, the Ramaz Yoina da biyoyme de Noach. This is the illusion of this pit, of this dove in the times of Noach. Tachsiv hine ale zayis taraf befia. When it says there was an olive branch grabbed in its mouth, hahu ale zayis. This olive branch taraf v'chataf liyikra delay. It grabbed for his honor, Bema with what Bepia in her mouth, Dekaima al Reshe, and he put it on his head. Umekablo Yokome Hayoino Mashiach receives honor from this dove. Vahaydichsiv Taraf, this that it says Taraf, Veloi Tarfa, Kidechura da, the Ovid Chela Venetzach. Okay, the bottom line is something messianic is going on over here. We thought that the dove was just a messenger pigeon or something. No, this is a significant dove. This dove brought an olive branch. This olive branch represents David HaMelech. And then the dove went and crowned the Mashiach. What in the world does this have to do with the Mabul? Ad kedei kach, that the Kamarna, in his commentary to the Zohar, says the gematria of Taraf Befiha is none other than David ben Yishai. Taraf Befiha is Gematria David Ben Yishai. Okay, so I want to share with you some thoughts that I had about the Mabul that I wasn't exactly sure what to do with, but this gave me some more direction. I always wondered about the mitzvah of destroying Amalek. Really? We have to destroy a people, Amalek? Isn't that cruel? Does God want us to do that? You know, like, whenever people question the morality of something, even if it's not, they say, does God want us to do that? You know, doesn't sound like a liberal idea. Well, does God really want us to destroy Amalek? The pasuk says, and I realized, and I think I mentioned this last week, that the word emcha actually was used for the first time by God. I will wipe out man asher barase me'al pneo adama, me'al adam ad behim ad remes v'ad oif ha'shemayim, ki nichamti ki asisem. For many years I was taken by this word emcha. Why does it say emcha in context of the Mabel? Isn't emcha a word that's used by Amalek? And I wanted to say, and I think today I'm going to say it, that the mitzvah of destroying Amalek is a mitzvah of emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That just like God Almighty obliterates the evil from the world, we have to emulate Him. And the same way God obliterated, He was Moicha, the memory of the Dor HaMabul, that's what we need to do to Amalek. After all, I wanted to say, it says Emcha by the Mabul, and it says Emcha by Amalek. So the reason why I never picked up on this is because I would have expected that if the Baal HaTurim would have said anything, it would have been in Parshas Bereishis. But, sure enough, the Baal HaTurim does, but he does it in Parshas B'Shalach, where it says, Emcha by Amalek. It says, look at number 6, says the Baal HaTurim, second line, Emcha beiz b'mesoira, hacha emcha zechar Amalek mitachas ha-shamayim. And the other one is by the Mabel, Emcha sa'adam. Now, what's the connection? So I was saying something more than this, and we're going to come back to it, but the Baal HaTurim just says, just like by the Mabel, everything was destroyed. Their homes, their animals, even the earth. So too by Amalek, we cannot leave even a vestige of remnant of them. That's why Shaul was punished. Because Shaul left over a remnant. By the way, so that's what the Baal HaTurim draws a comparison between the destruction of the Dor HaMabul and the destruction of Amalek. The same way the Dor HaMabul was wiped out without any vestige or any remnant, so too we need to do that to Amalek. But there's another very interesting seeming connection here. And that is a Soifei Tevois that I always wondered about. At the end of Bereishis, in the context of the Mabel, it says, Vayar Hashem, God saw, Ki Rabba Ro'as Ha'odah, man was evil, Ba'aretz, V'chol Yetzer Machshav Esliba, in all the inclinations of the thoughts of his heart, Rak Ra Kol Hayom, were only evil all day long. And I always thought, wait a second, look at the Soifei Tevois here. Amalek! How is God describing the Dor HaMabul? God is describing Dor HaMabul. Rak ra kol hayom. Only evil all day long. Ra ends in an ayin. Hayom ends in a mem. Kol ends in a lamed. Rak ends in a kuf. Amalek. So here I thought to say, and I would like to suggest, that somehow the evil of Amalek was detected in the Dor HaMabul. This is indicated in the Soifei Tevois, Rak Ra Kol Hayom. And therefore, the same way we have by Amalek, Kimacha Yemcha Zecher Amalek, the Baal HaTurim already draws an analogy between Kimacha Yemcha Zecher Amalek and Emcha Sa'adam Asher Asisi. Now, in these words, Rak Ra, so I looked around, does anybody say this remez, Rak Ra Kol Hayom? And sure enough, in the world of Ger, by the Ger Hasidim, this is a very big remez. And as you know, then I'm a Gera Chassid, so it fits it right in. But the truth is, I really am. My father's father's father was the secretary of the Gera Rebbe in Europe. He's actually Nifter at 26 years old, doing a Shlichus for the Gera Rebbe. Anyway, the Imre Yemes says, in number 8, Isa b'medrash sheh Haman hayuloy shin samachei yoyatzim. Haman had 365 advisors. Kaminyan yimay sachama, like the number of the days of the sun, meaning of the same number as the solar year. Zeh remez l'klipa. So every day he had another advisor. Now listen to this. That means every day Haman was doing bad. Why? Because what's Amalek? Rak, ra, kol, hayoim. He's evil every single day. So that's why Haman had 365 advisors. Because since Amalek is rak, ra, kol, hayoim, so he needs another advisor to advise him to commit treachery every single day. Rak, ra, kol, hayoim. So by the way, the Likutei Yehuda from the, I believe the brother-in-law of the Sfas Emes, or the son-in-law of the Sfas Emes, he quotes the Pnei Menachem that Amalek is also Rosh Tevois, Kadesh Atzmecha Mutterlach. Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutterlach. So I would interpret that, he interprets it a little bit differently, that the way Amalek gets a person to sin is through the Kayach Achila, and the way to overcome him is Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutterlach. Interestingly, in the Chamra Tava, he brings that in Bamidbar it says when there'll be a war in your land for an enemy that comes, and it says that the remez to Mechemes Goig in the future, this is a remez, the Baal HaTurim says, to the Mechemes Goig U'Magoig. Now we know that at the end of Mechemes Goig U'Magoig will be the completion of the destruction of Amalek. He is the ultimate Sar HaTzar Eschem. By the way, the Sofei Tevois of HaTzorer Eschem is Mar, bitter. That's the Gematria of Amalek. So this pasuk of Echisavayim Melchama Baratzchem Al HaTzar HaTzar Eschem is the Sofei Tevois is Gematria Amalek. Since he causes Rak Ra Kolayoyim, which is Sofei Tevois Amalek, so he, it is appropriate that he will be nisbatel through these chatzoitzrois, which is a trua. The gematria of trua is rak rak kol hayom. Now watch this one last remez over here. We say that Amalek is rak rak kol hayom. Watch this. What's Amalek? Rak, ra, kol hayoim. All falsehood is from Amalek. All evil is Amalek. When you remove Amalek, you get MS. You ready to watch this? Take the kuf out of resh, take the kuf out of rak, take the ayin out of rak, take the lamed out of kol, take the mem out of hayoim. What do you get? Resh, 400, 420, 425, 435, 441, Gematria MS. Rak, rak, kol hayoim. When you take Amalek out of rak, rak, kol hayoim, then you get the truth. All evil comes to the world because of Amalek. When Amalek is removed, you get the truth. Says the Yoidei Bina, the son of the Bnei Yisaschar. Amalek is the source of all sheker. Machai timche, emche, is Rosh Tevois MS. The words emche, machai, and timche, which are the words that are used to eradicate Amalek, then you're left with the truth. Now, Rabbi Yisai, to me there seems to be very compelling information that there's some comparison between Amalek and the Dor HaMabel. Namely, what's the comparison between Amalek and the Dor HaMabel? The comparison is that we find by both of them the expression Emche. We find the allusion to Amalek, Rak, Rak, Kol Hayom. And now I found in a Sefer last night another very amazing similarity. And that is we only find two times in the whole Tanakh God regretting. Where? We have in Bereishis, Vayinochem Hashem ki asas Adam, God reconsidered making man, Ba'aretz Vayis'atze V'alibo, and he was saddened. Ad Kedei Kach, where it says, Ki nichamti ki asisem. I feel bad that I made man. I feel bad that I made man. Where else do we find that God says, I feel bad that I made someone? that I did something. We find that when Shaul did not destroy Amalek, God said, Nichamti, I feel bad, I regret, ki imlachti l'shaul, as Shaul amelech, I regret having made Shaul a king. Ki shav me'acharai, v'es devorai lo heikim. V'yichal l'shmo, Shmo was angry, v'yizak l'shem gol alayla. 2 times in Tanakh, God regretted. He regretted creating man in the times of Darmabon, and he regretted Shaul was the king for not killing Amalek. And then it says Shmuel would not go to see Shaul anymore until the day of his death, because Shmuel mourned over Shaul. And Hashem regretted that he made Shaul the king. Says the Malbim, where else do we find that somebody regretted? Nichamti, kol makom shaba hisnachamus. Whenever we find the word hisnachim etzel Hashem, that he was misnachim on an act that he did, he wanted to remove it. He regretted it. Kikiyim called Avot Habachev as Hashem. The existence of anything is dependent on God's desire. Uchshem misnachim al adavar. And when we get something, harehu ki'ilu lo haya, it's like it never existed. Like it says, ki nichamti ki asisem. This is a gezeira where there's no hope to do tshuva. So there's 2 things in this world that God regretted. God regretting created man in times of Dar HaMabul, and God regretted creating, making Shaul as the king. You know why? It has to be that the Ra of the Dar HaMabul is comparable to the Ra of Amalek. And the same way the Ra of the Dar of Amalek was so evil that God has to obliterate it. The Ra of the Dar HaMabul, so evil God had to obliterate it. Ad kedei kach, he said, I regretted making them. And that's why when Shaul did not destroy Amalek, God also said, I regretted making Shaul as the king. And then Rabbi Yisai, I found the Zohar HaKadosh, that the Shoresh of Amalek is the Dar HaMabul. Amazing. The Zohar says explicitly, who is the Dar HaMabul? Inon nishmasaya misitcha deilan deinmar behoin ki shamayim ka'asha nimlechu. Their souls comes from the side about the ones who it says about them that the heavens are like smoke. The ilain inon delay boy noach rachme alayu. These are the ones that Noach did not pray for. The inmar behoin. It says about them, vayimachu min ha'aretz. You know why Noach didn't daven for them? We always say over the Zohar that Noach was criticized, but here we're learning that Noach had a cheshbon for not davening for them. Begin to havu me'ilein de'inmar behind timcha ezechar amalek. The Dar HaMabul were the ones about whom it says, destroy the memory of Amalek. Ve'ilein inon deshtar me'ilein de'inmar behind vayimach es kol yakum. They are the ones about who it says about them they should be obliterated. They're left over in the fourth galus. The Dar HaMabul was Amalek. That's why God says Emcha. That's why it says twice in Tanakh Emcha by the Dar HaMabul and Amalek, because Dar HaMabul was Amalek. And that's why it says Nichamti by the Dar HaMabul, the same way it says Nichamti that Shaul did not wipe out Amalek. And that's why Amalek is Merumas, Rak, Rak, Kol Hayom. Now, we know that right after God said, I regretted making Shaul the king, so what happened? Shmuel came along and he killed Agag and he killed Amalek. And when Amalek's gone, who could come to power? Then David HaMelech becomes the Melech. So too we could suggest that after God spent 365 days, by the way, we could say, Mamish Anu Chiddush, I just realized, that why was the Mabul 365 days connected to the solar year? Because since Amalek is rak, rak, kol hayoim, they're evil every 365 days. Like the Imre Emes says, that's why Haman had 365 advisors, because he has to be evil all 365 days a year. So to obliterate Amalek, we need a cleansing process of 365 days to get rid of, to overcome the rak, rak, kol hayoim. Because this, the Zohar says, is rooted in the evil of Amalek. And therefore, when the mabul is over, where does the yoina go? The yoina goes to be mamlech, the malchus beis David, and the melech hamashiach. Because the same way in Shmuel, so long as Amalek's around, God is not happy. When Amalek's destroyed, then David becomes the king, so too by the mabul. After 365 days, and the rak halayoyim is eradicated, now it's time to be mamlech, the melech hamashiach, because the part of the coming of the Geula is we need to destroy Amalek, and then we're Mamlech HaMelech. So I saw a little bit of this in a Sefer Hoyd Malchus, or Chaim Weiss. He brings up this idea that the word Nichamti, regarding God's regret, is only found in two places, Malchus Shol and the Mabul. Another similarity he brings, but this I had thought of, I think we even mentioned it weeks ago, and I actually mentioned it a couple of years ago. It says Emche by the Dar HaMabul, and it says Emche by Amalek. Furthermore, he quotes the Zohar that the souls of the Dar HaMabul were rooted in the souls of Amalek. And the Shoresh Nishmas Amalek is Misitra the Dar HaMabul, about whom it says Emche. And then he brings another amazing thing. You know what other similarity we find? We find the similarity that just like God swore that He's not going to bring a Mabul to the world to be able to Mekayim Emche, so too, God also swears that He will maintain the Malchus Beis David forever and ever. So, amazingly, God swore two times. He swore not to bring another Mabul, and He also swears He's not going to be Mekayim Emche again. He swears Legabe Amalek that he's going to be Mekayim Emcha. So Rabbi Isai, it could be that is the reason why it says Nichamti in both places. Because the same way God regretted creating man because He needed to be Moicha them, because they were the source of Amalek, God regretted the making Shaul the king, who He was not Mekayim, the Inyan of Kimachai Emcha. And Marv Raboisai, this is quite a remarkable understanding of this narrative and why the Malchus Beis David and the Melech HaMashiach is Nimlach after the story of the Mabul, because once Amalek falls, that is the opportune time for the Aliyas Malchus Beis David. We should all be Zoicha that on this Shabbos, Noyach, when we read, then the mouth of the Yoina, V'hinei Alei Zayis Taraf B'fiha, the Gematria Taraf Befia is David ben Yisha. We should be zoicha to see the Malchus Beis David come to fruition. B'mher v'yameinu amen. Wishing everyone a great Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.